You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, we have Lily's Green Desk. This week, she's talking to Oz Signer, the marketing manager at Parakore. Parakore is an organisation that is aiming to achieve zero waste on marae by 2020 and have reached out to marae all over Aotearoa.
Please welcome Lily Peacock for the Green Desk.
My first question is, how did Parakore come about?
So Parakore, which means zero waste, has been going since about 2009, when people from a marae in the Waikato were discussing how after every hui they have a skip in full of mostly recyclables, and how it cost them heaps of money to get a skip in, and how there is other ways of dealing with this, and that doesn't involve chucking all this rubbish, all these recyclables back into Papatūānuku, into a landfill. So people came up with a pilot program trying a system of composting and recycling on three marae in the Waikato. One was a rural marae, one was an urban marae, and one was a really big marae, Tūranga Waiwai. So that's 2009 that people started with the Parakore system of waste minimisation, working towards zero waste. So now, 8 years or so later, there's over 160 marae and kohangareo and community organisations implementing the Parakore program. So we've grown from three marae to over 160 in 8 years. So yeah, that's kind of the journey that our movement's been on.
That's impressive. How did the Parakore message spread through marae? Is that through like a community connection, or were people going out and kind of teaching that, or...?
Yeah, so we've got kaimahi, we've got workers throughout Aotearoa now that are delivering the program. So we have part-time people, part-time staff working for our organisation. Up north, for example, in the far north, we've got Jiraz, who's working with marae up there. So she's from there, she's got all the connections. And so she goes and delivers presentations to marae committees and explains how our system works. And, you know, checks out if the marae is keen to participate and get involved. And then we can give out free resources like recycling bins and crates and cool signage, bilingual signage, for example, for the marae, and build compost bins and all of that, and then deliver workshops, run wānanga on the marae on waste minimisation. Discuss where a product actually comes from. You know, we hold a plastic bottle in our hand and we actually have no idea what it's made of, or where it came from initially. So we discuss the cycles of the life cycle of a plastic bottle, for example, you know, from the extraction of the oil to the production of the bottle and the consumption, and then eventually the disposal, and how we could, instead of a linear approach where from extraction we go to the landfill in the end, we could have a cyclic approach where at the end of its life the plastic bottle gets recycled and it gets turned into something else again.
So and that's closer to what would happen in nature, isn't it?
Totally.
I mean, there's a closed system
exactly
in nature, and everything's used and utilized by other organisms when they die or move on,
exactly.
Or waste products are utilized, and is that kind of ecological principles incorporated here? Is that what you guys are trying to kind of bring about?
That's the essence of Parakore. You know, it's looking after the environment, it's looking after Rangi Nui and Papatūānuku, and being, I suppose, being effective kaitiaki, you know, being effective caretakers of resources and of the land and the air and the whole environment. So it's also, you know, demonstrating the limitations of recycling, that ultimately what we need is to go plastic-free. Because even recycling, you know, is only...
Well, it has a finite number of cycles that it can go through, right?
Exactly, you know, so it's changing behaviours, it's changing how we consume, it's looking at where our food comes from, it's looking at community initiatives like community gardening, which will reduce our food miles if our food comes from the garden behind the marae as opposed to from Pack and Save.
Or the other side of the world.
Exactly. So it's
like bananas.
Yeah, exactly. So it's thinking more sort of, more holistically and having an approach of looking after the environment, being closer to nature, I suppose. So Parakore is, is part of a bigger vision of living sustainably and in terms of community sufficiency. That's kind of where some of the ideas behind the Parakore Kaupapa.
And what's the long-term goals of Parakore? I mean, you're starting at the marae level with engaging in the community in the community spaces.
Yeah.
Does this go into more home education or like bigger levels? I know that a lot of the marais that you guys work with are in the North Island and the South Island maybe not so much at the moment. Is there spreading that message a bit further part of the long-term plan? Or
so our goal is that by 2020 every marae in New Zealand is working towards zero waste. That goal was, we created that goal at the start, so it's a pretty ambitious goal because there's about 1,000 marae in New Zealand.
You've got to have ambition.
Exactly. So we're getting there. We might not quite make it to all marae, but I think we're going to get pretty close in terms of reaching out to as many communities as we can across Aotearoa. So we sort of have a region by region approach, so that we establish relationships with iwi, hapu, and with councils to go into a new rohe, into a new region. So right now we're expanding into Rotorua, into Gisborne, the East Coast, and into the Hawke's Bay as well. We just had the Matatini Festival over the weekend in Napier, and recycling and waste minimisation was happening at this festival as well with our crew there. So it's going from region to region, reaching more marae, reaching more communities, but also, as you say, what we see is that people pick up some of this learning from the marae and take it back into their own homes.
Because I guess that's the big thing you were saying before about changing consumer behaviour and realising that there is real meaning and power behind choosing carefully about what you buy and how you do that in your home and what your daily practices are, because they all add up, right?
Yeah, for sure. So we can all contribute to the earth being more happy and more healthy. So we can totally see how people take that learning. Well, the marae is a perfect place for learning, for wānanga, for discussion, for exploring ideas and sharing knowledge. So people do take that back into their homes, into their family homes. So it's really inspiring to see when you see families going plastic-free, for example.
Yeah, that's an ambitious goal. I've heard a few people doing that and having some successes with it.
Yeah.
If people wanted to look you guys up and learn a little bit more, where's the best place to go for information?
Well, if you're on the internet, then just head to our website, www.parakore.maori.nz.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a marae, involved in a marae committee, for example, and you're keen to connect, get in touch with one of our waste advisors. They work in your region. And if Parakore is not available yet in your region, just flick us an email. kia ora@parakore.maori.nz, or check us out on Facebook as well if you want to follow us and see what we get up to.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Wallace, for taking the time to speak with me.
Kia ora, nana, mihi nui ki a koe.
That was The Green Desk. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.